This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Sonic the Hedgehog, a couple of announcements, announcement dates, and Nintendo is bringing both Switch 1 and Switch 2 to Indonesia. We will begin today with Wolverine, because amid all the other debates, Wolverine is will be fully playable offline on a disc. So that's according to CBR.com. And they said it'll be fully playable on the discs, making it one of PlayStation's major exclusives to receive some physical edition. Sony, as we know, is ending the PlayStation disc production, and that's the start of 2028. And they've already started labeling the PlayStation 5 stock, warning customers of the new disc drive impending obsolescence. So Marvel's Wolverine will not require a download out of the box when it releases on September 15th, but it will be fully playable on the disc. It is not a download code in the box, nor a disc with a download license. Marvel's Wolverine disc will contain the game files, and Insomniac Games has encouraged people to download the day one patch, because they'll be working on some bug fixes. And that will continue on launch. So that will be a big, big thing. But we also have a first look at Marvel's Wolverine limited editions of the console bundles and accessories. And you better believe that they are yellow and black for the most part. But there is one that is white and black via the PlayStation blog. And that was revealed today, because Marvel's Wolverine's Battle Yellow limited edition bundle will feature the PlayStation 5 digital edition that does capture some ferocity of Wolverine alongside a matchmaking DualSense wireless controller. And they worked alongside a Scottish graphic artist named Jock, who contributed some of the key art for Marvel's Wolverine. Here's what Jock did say about the cover art. Quote, "I wanted to show Wolverine at his fiercest for Marvel's Wolverine limited edition PlayStation 5 console bundle and accessories. I still draw my artwork traditionally, and the opportunity to marrying cutting edge hardware with the energy and looseness of the hand drawn ink incredibly exciting. I'm stunned how well console and accessories captured on the raw energy of the drawing, bringing Wolverine's life into a completely unique way," end quote. We put the article in our GQDN show notes on Discord. If you're a Patreon, you can see it if you join our Discord, so go do it. But if you're not into that, how about some Alan Wake 2? Because the numbers are starting to pick up on that one. Remedy Entertainment did update the sales data for Alan Wake 2, and it has now exceeded 3 million copies. And just like Remedy offered at Alan Wake 2 sales update was in February last year. That's when the company announced it had passed 2 million copies sold and started turning a profit. And that's despite being hailed as Remedy's best-selling game. Alan Wake 2 has only managed to sell 1 million copies at launch, taking years to recoup the development costs. Will no longer be profitable. Epic Games funded project has remained exclusive to the Epic Games Store on PC, and many would argue the absence of Steam has hurt its sales. So, the Alan Wake 2 news and the financial report did show declines across the board for Remedy. Revenue, profit, and cash flows have indeed gone down. The company did say that was expected, but there was a period of spending development and marketing of Control Resonant, and it did continue to do the funding of its other projects. So it did pass 2 million copies. We'll see what happens up after that one. But if you're in Indonesia, Do note that Nintendo has decided to bring Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2 to you. That starts this December. And Nintendo is looking to expand the markets for Nintendo Switch and Switch 2. And they note that they are now available as the plans to bring the systems to Indonesia. So that's coming. But let's say you play on a PC. Don't worry. The Razer Naga V3 Pro is becoming available. In fact, you can buy it at $180 at the major retailers, Amazon and Best Buy. And that'd be the best gaming mouse out there. And the main unit is a little bit smaller than you would find. This is via GamesRadar.com because it does have some rather good stats to it, like this 6,000 DPI. But like I said, that one is at $180. Some of the other ones, Razer Death Adder VE Pro is at $170. Razer Bestlick V3 is at $35. And Logitech GT03 LightSync is at $24. So if you want a new mouse, got some ideas. Now let's get to some potential release dates. Via GameSpot.com, Dragon Ball Xenoverse 3 release date is coming. In fact, it will come in 2027, but that'll be on all of the platforms as well. PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. And yes, it does have a story. And yes, it did show some gameplay. So you can try that out if you want. Brawl Zero now has a Switch 2 version and will launch on August 8th. It'll also be on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and on PC via Steam. The Switch 2 version has been announced. So if you want that one, you can do that one very soon. Take 2 could also be on Switch 2 soon. And this comes to us from Polygon.com. It'll come in with some higher graphics. There, that comes to Switch 2. Last but not least, play Fortnite. Sonic is coming. That was confirmed via PushSquare.com. So yep, it'll be in Chapter 7, Season 4, named Override. It'll be themed around the games and the digital realms. So you can go check that out too. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.